How is everybody doing? Did you get squared up with the Internal Revenue Service? Did you give everything to them that they didn't earn, but you have to give them the fruits of your labor just because? Hope you got filed in time, or at least filed your tax extension. That would give you until October 15th. However, whatever is due to the IRS is still due on April 15th. I thought that was the whole point of the extension, was to figure out how much you actually owe, but the IRS is, You still owe us whatever you owe us by the 15th of April, and if you don't, we penalize you. We penalize you with no mercy. Anyway, going long-winded, as I usually do. Let's go ahead and get the show started! I actually received a notice from our local property valuation administrator's office on tax day, and it was a notice informing me that they had decided, and however they do these things, that my residence was worth $67,000 more than it was last year. And of course, the property tax is assessed based upon the value of the home. And so effectively what that means is I have to pay them more money each year. I thought, oh joy, the property valuation administrator's office is saying, all right, dude, what you paid us last year and the year before that is not enough. So now you're going to pay us more. And if you don't like it, tough. I mean, that's how you truly celebrate tax day, is to find out that you owe even more, because what you're giving them from the sweat of your brow, tax, you know, at the state level, the federal level, the local level, the other local tax level, the property tax, the vehicle tax, the capital gains tax, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. It's a wonder we have anything left at the end of it all. But anyway. Anyway, why don't we go ahead and just kick it off with this week's current Trump thing? All right, for this week's current Trump thing, we're going back to the Stormy Daniels thing again. I actually had to look back into this a little bit because I really wasn't fully understanding the angle with which the elitists were taking with the Stormy Daniels thing. I'm thinking to myself, okay, what has Trump done wrong with this? So if you're not familiar with the current Trump thing, the Stormy Daniels hush money case, is these people are saying that Trump committed election fraud 8 years ago when he ran in 2016 by paying hush money to Stormy Daniels et al. That's the angle that they're playing with this, is they're saying Trump committed election meddling, interference, by paying hush money to Stormy Daniels. And the judge in the process is saying that Trump cannot go to his son Barron's high school graduation. The judge is barring Trump from going to his own son's high school graduation ceremony. Now, the irony of all of this is that what they're claiming Trump did with election interference 8 years ago is precisely the whole crux of why they're having all of these kangaroo court proceedings now. It is, by definition, election interference, what they are doing to him right now. And that is the classic thing that these elitists have done to Trump ever since he initially stated that he was running for office the first time around. Everything that they claim that he did in the wrong is exactly what they themselves are doing. They are the ones committing the election interference right now. So there you have it with this week's current Trump thing. Well, I assume you have heard the news that Orenthal James Simpson has passed. OJ the Juice Simpson. My only hope in all of this is that we can finally, at long last, find out who the real killer is. And I think we owe it to OJ, because I know that that was his lifelong mission in the last however many years it's been now. I believe it's almost 30 years now since his former wife and her friend were butchered mercilessly. But I think you can agree with me. We all owe it to OJ to find out who the real killer is after all these years. So if we all band together, perhaps we can finally bring that mystery to a conclusion. All right, let's go ahead and proceed with this week's Gaslighting of the Week. For this week's Gaslighting of the Week, this past weekend, Iran carried out some attacks against Israel. All of the missiles and drone strikes and everything were pretty much all negated by the Iron Dome surrounding Israel. Now, this act was kind of a retaliatory act against Israel because just a week or two prior, they had attacked Iran's consulate building and killed two of their generals. So this was effectively Iran's response saying, okay, well, we can't do nothing. So here is our official response, and now we're not going to do anything further. So the big question now, at least as the time of this recording, by the time this actually gets published, we could have a response by Israel. But now the big question is Israel going to respond to this? It's a never-ending saga, and it doesn't seem like it's going to end anytime soon. But there was a reporter who had asked the resident-in-chief, Sleepy Joe Biden, what is your response, President Biden? What are your comments on Iran carrying out attacks? And this was that question and the response by the resident in chief.
What is your message to Iran in this moment?
Don't.
That was it. That was the entirety of his answer right there. He just said, don't. That was it. Don't. That's the leader of the free world right there, ladies and gentlemen. Don't was his response. So Iran really thought they were pulling a fast one on there, but Resident Chief said don't, so I'm sure they will cease from any further conflagration in that region. So there you have it, this week's Gaslighting of the Week. So do you happen to live in a region that will be visited by the cicadas here momentarily? Yeah, so I know it's pronounced cicadas. It was just a play on words there, alluding to the view and how they think it's pronounced.
The cicadas. The climate change is causing the cicadas to be coming out this year.
Absolute nonsense. But yes, do you live in a region of the cicadas? Are you going to be one of the fortunate that gets to see the buzzing about of those creatures with their... You got the 17-year brood out this year, and then you've got another one, I think is like 7 or 11 years. I'm not exactly sure the time increment on the other brood, but there are some that live in an area where those will overlap. So they're going to have a really fun period here in about a month or so where they're going to be absolutely inundated by those things. But anyway, yes, be ready for the cicadas, or if you're left enough, cicadas coming up here shortly in the month of May. So it's kind of becoming a thing now. If there is a standing bridge in the United States, odds are it's either being currently threatened by a barge. We had 26 runaway barges on the Ohio River just a few days ago. So if you've got a standing bridge, it's likely either being threatened by a wayward barge, or it has Free Palestine protesters linked together blocking traffic. Yeah, I mean, like bridges in Brooklyn, and I think the Golden Gate, perhaps, just all over the place. These people are shutting down traffic and then act like absolute babies if they get arrested or jailed as a result of them stopping traffic. Here's an idea. You want to protest? Fine. Go over on the sidewalk. Don't hinder traffic. Because when you do that, that's when you become arrested. And in some areas, that's a felony to do that kind of stuff. Don't block the traffic. Hold up your signs and do your chants and whatever you're going to do over on the sidewalk. Make your point, but don't hinder the lives of other people. I know it's that falls on deaf ears. There's not the whole factor of common sense doesn't play in here. I'm just stating whatever, but yeah. Bridges are not having a very good reputation here as of late. Elon Musk just posted something on Twitter X a couple days ago. I've got it linked in the podcast description. It's a picture of a billboard. It has a clown on it, and the caption says, "Where did all those dangerous variants go?" That's something. I mean, have you honestly just pondered that question? Where did the variants go? Those deadly, dangerous variants that we shut down all of society and did the social distancing and wore the masks and took all the jabs. Well, some people took the jabs. Where did they go? It's as if it just they just disappeared. They went away, and they're not to be seen anymore. They've moved on to the next current thing, but it's a question that really ought to be answered. It should be asked by more people. Where did those variants go? As a matter of fact, where did Anthony Fauci go? Anybody seen Anthony Fauci recently? Where did that man go? What is Fauci doing nowadays? If you didn't know better, you'd figure that man just never existed. Never, ever existed. Something that is kind of tangential to the Fauci question, I have noticed in listening to AM talk radio now, where in my location, there is a radio ad for HIV, like every other commercial break. They're advertising about getting tested for HIV, taking treatment to prevent the symptoms of HIV. It's very unusual because why would there be a spike in HIV right now? I mean, is there just a rampant uptick in what they told us caused HIV just a few years ago? I don't know. It's very odd. Is that something that you are experiencing in your location? Are you hearing lots of commercial ads for the HIV virus? It's very unusual to me. All right, Mr. Head of the WEF, World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, you will eat the bugs. It is reported that Mr. Schwab has been hospitalized, and some are saying that he is ill, potentially gravely ill. I've been trying to get additional information on this and haven't really reached anything conclusive, but the buzz is going about, the scuttlebutt is saying that Mr. Klaus Schwab, you will owe nothing and you will be happy, is very much ill and is hospitalized. That has been confirmed. He has been admitted to the hospital, but which side of eternity he is on is still kind of subject to debate right now. But we will be following that and obviously will provide updates on Clown World Matrix as we receive them. I read an interesting opinion piece the other day by Stephen Moore via the Epic Times. The opinion was titled, "We Are Turning the Lights Off on Ourselves." He gave a very interesting take on everything the Biden administration / EPA is currently trying to do. You know, there's a movement to conserve energy by abolishing air conditioners and non-essential air travel. They're trying to ban gas stoves, ban power lawnmowers. They want to outlaw gas-powered internal combustion engines and make it to where you can only purchase electric vehicles that have absolutely no horsepower or absolutely insane to maintain and power and all the above. And Stephen points out something that's very important to note is that energy is the master resource. Everything we have is derivative of cheap and reliable energy. The more energy a country uses, the richer it is. If you want to disrupt a nation's progress, you take away its energy sources. This is usually a tactic that nations use against their enemies when they are at war. And this is precisely what this administration is trying to do to its own country, is to absolutely negate all of the energy resources that it has and, you know, effectively turn us into a third world country. It's absolutely quite unreal what they are doing, but it's precisely what they're doing. But anyway, I've got that article linked in the podcast description. So has anybody gone to see the new movie that was just released, referenced it a few months ago when I found out it was in the works or the release was forthcoming, the movie called Civil War? I'm halfway tempted to go see it just because I want to see the message that they're trying to push out to the masses via the form of what is undoubtedly predictive programming. If you're not familiar with that, look it up. But they are most assuredly using predictive programming with the underlying theme and message of the movie. So I am somewhat tempted to go see the movie Civil War. If you have seen it and you have thoughts on how you took the movie or how you liked it, please reach out to me. I've got the email address in the podcast description. Once again, that is clownworldmatrix@gmail.com. But please let me know if you have seen the movie Civil War. I'd like to get your thoughts on it. All right, so I think I will go ahead and stop at this point for episode 28 of Clown World Matrix. My name is Gabriel. I thank you for tuning in this week. Please share Clown World Matrix with a friend who you feel would enjoy its contents. And if you do, let me know that you have passed it along to a friend. As I mentioned, you can email me at clownworldmatrix@gmail.com. And I would be most appreciative if you did so. Sharing it word of mouth is the only way that this podcast will grow. And while you're at it, go ahead and leave a review. Go ahead and subscribe to the podcast if you have not already done so. And I hope you have an absolutely wonderful, amazing week ahead. And I will see you back here next time. Take care.